April University, How to Be a Loser, Lesson 1, Stacy. Hi guys, my name is Stacy. So Princess April asked me if I'd be interested in teaching this course at her university for you guys. She said it was all about teaching losers how to be losers, I guess. And at first I was like, what? Does there need to be a class for that? Like, are you morons so special ed that you need to be taught how to be morons? And she was like, kinda. And I said, wow, okay. Well, you're not gonna want me to follow some kind of lesson plan, are you? Cause that sounds like a lot of work. And she said, no, all I have to do is be myself. And that makes sense, okay? Because I mean, I'm a perfect little princess. And I'm not really afraid of guys, especially little mouth breathers like you who just want to hang around me because you think I'm really pretty. Anyway, I told her I'd do it, so here I am. Oh, and April said she could add some weird hypnotic sounds or subliminal messages to force you guys to listen to this file, but I was like, why? Like, all you need is me, okay? I mean, I deal with losers like you all the time. I don't need help getting you to do what I want. And I guess that's like the first lesson, right? Anyway, welcome to my class, losers. So, I'm Stacy, like I said, and I'm a princess, okay? I'm super unique and super special, and you should really be on your knees thanking me for doing this for you, because, like, I'm really pretty. And usually when losers like you get to spend time with me like this, it's because they're doing something for me, okay? Anyways, okay, so I'm obviously not the only princess girl out there. We're all over the place, okay? But the thing is, we really don't have any patience for clingy, idiotic panty sniffers like you. The first thing you need to know is that we are way smarter than you, okay? We know how to manipulate you. I mean, it's no big secret or anything. Losers like you have no control over yourselves. When you see a pretty girl, a girl you really like, it's almost like just looking at her kills your brain cells. She doesn't even have to do anything. All you do is stare at her with your mouth hanging open and you think, wow. And you just turn into a moron. That's it. That's the entirety of your thought process. And then all she has to do is tell you to do something, and you'll do it, because she's so pretty. That's how stupid you are, okay? You can't control yourself around hot princess girls like me, and we know how to take advantage of that. I just wanted to get that out of the way, because there's no reason to try and sugarcoat it, okay? You're an idiot. You're a moron. You think with your little dick, and you'll do anything for pretty princesses who tell you what to do. Like I said, I told April I don't want any stupid subliminal messages in this file, like, because I don't need them, okay? I'm a perfect princess. You're going to listen to me. You'll do what I say because I'm super pretty and you can't help it. I mean, you're still listening, aren't you? You're probably already starting to drool. Seriously, all you are is a pathetic mouth breather who, no matter how much you might wish you could, will never stick your little dicklet into a real girl. Like, I know a lot of guys like you might have been told by your mommies that you have something to offer girls like me. You're sensitive and sweet and you try to be respectful, I guess, but the problem is your cock isn't actually good for anything. And even if it was good enough, you don't know what to do with it anyway. It's just wasted on you. And like, that's not something you can just learn. It's just the way you are, right? That's why you're in this class. Hold up a second. I just thought of something. Maybe you don't even realize you're a loser. Wow. Okay, I think I get why Princess April asked me to do this now. So maybe it's only obvious to everyone but you, but you are a completely useless bitch boy, okay? You don't really have anything to offer hot princess girls like me, And you need to get it into your stupid head that there's nothing you can do to change that. Wait, were you actually hoping you might be able to fuck me? Oh my god. Okay, so just so we're super clear, it's okay to wish you could fuck me. It's okay to think I'm pretty. But if you think you'll actually be able to do it... I mean, I can't even keep a straight face. And here's the real 411, loser. Sooner or later, you'll figure out that the rest of the girls in your lives are just like me. Pretty, smart, untouchable girls who you'll never be able to fuck. Get it? Probably not. Anyway, I can see I've got my work cut out for me, so why don't you just sit there a second and think about what I just said while I figure out what your next lesson should be, okay? April University, How to Be a Loser, Lesson 2. Let's call this one Losers, okay? I want to try something, alright? I want you to think of a girl you like. A girl who's really smart and really pretty. Like, you know, a girl you look at and makes you go, wow. Like, just looking at her kills your brain cells. Like a total pussy-whipped idiot. Maybe that's the girl in your college class who wears short shorts. Or maybe the pretty intern at your office with the cute earrings. Or your super bratty next-door neighbor who goes swimming in her bikini all the time. So let me ask you a question, okay? Because I just want to know how stupid you really are. Do you think that college girl wears those short shorts on accident? Huh? Do you think that intern puts those particular dangly earrings in without a reason? And that girl next door? You realize she makes sure all the neighbors see her in her bikini, right? This may burst your bubble a little, but all those girls, they're not just cute princesses. They're predators, just like me, okay? And you know what that makes you, right? My point is, all of us, even the girl you think of when you imagine her, no matter how sweet you think she is, we all see you the same way. I mean, if you were a real man, we'd probably be super sweet and really nice, and we'd be all flirty and stuff and get all giggly before we let you grope us and fuck us. But you're not a real man. You never will be. And of course we know that. So instead we'll ignore you. If you're lucky, we'll say mean things to you. We'll tease you. And we'll treat you however we want. But like I said before, it's okay to be in awe of us girls. It's okay to wish you could fuck us. That's what we want. I mean, it's really cute that you think you can do anything about it, but part of the way we control you is to use your pathetic urges against you. Your ridiculous dream of being able to stick your pathetic dick into a gorgeous girl is exactly what makes it so easy to manipulate you and to make you do what we want. Get it? Probably not. Okay, so when you're around a pretty girl like me, you almost start drooling, don't you? Like, you can't even talk when you're around us. I get it. I mean, I'm perfect, right? And you just want me, but you don't know how to get me. So of course you'll be a kind of speechless and stupid around me. And all I really have to do is barely look at you and let you see me in my short skirt or something, and then you'll do whatever I want. Like, you'll go get coffee for me, or you'll spot me some money for a new tube of lip gloss. And of course you'd fall all over yourself to be able to take me to lunch, right? Like, I might let you think for a second that you could have a chance with me, but I'll flush those hopes of yours down the toilet pretty quick, okay? I'll say something like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I think you got the wrong idea. I don't date losers like you, okay? But if you want to hang around me, you could take me shopping. I'll let you buy me some new shoes." And because you're so pathetic and desperate for attention from a hot little princess like me, of course you'll do it. And that's how it starts, okay? I mean, we're gonna get into more of what princess girls will make you do later, but here's the point, right? You're not really a man. You never really were. And of course, all us girls know it. You're really a loser. A moron, an idiot, a bitch boy, a panty sniffer, a mouth breather, a crybaby, and a cucky boy. Get it? Oh, and that pathetic thingy between your legs? I know you like to think of it as a cock, but it's really not, okay? Only real men have cocks. Even if it's normal-sized, you still don't really know how to use it, and girls can tell the difference. So, they'll probably call it things like your pin dick, your thingy, your nub, your pecker, your weenie, your penoid, your dicklet, or whatever, okay? I know this is all probably really humiliating, but, well, sorry. That's just the way it is, okay? I mean, have you seen some of the guys who get to fuck me? Like, your dream about sticking your little penoid into a pretty girl like me is so ridiculous that you can't even convince yourself it could be real. Admit it, loser. No, really. Admit it. Right now. Let's practice. Tell me you're useless. Come on. Tell me your dick is useless to girls. That's right. Tell me you're a loser. Good boy. See? You're learning already. Isn't that cool? Anywho, I guess that's good for this lesson. Why don't you keep practicing telling me what a loser you are? And I'll be right back, okay? Loser? Cool. April University, How to Be a Loser, Lesson 3. What use are you? Hi, Stacy here again. So, I thought of something else, okay? You think I'm pretty, right? You think I'm hot, right? Of course you do. And after all that truth I just dropped on you in the last lesson, you may honestly be wondering, like, what use are you? Why would a pretty princess like me want anything to do with you? And that's actually a really good question. Like, I'm a perfect girl, and you're a total loser. What self-respecting princess would even let you be in the same room with her? I mean, what good are you? Well, don't strain your empty brain or anything. I'm gonna tell you, okay? There's really only two reasons a girl like me might keep you around. First, girls like money. Girls like me like lots and lots of money. And taking all your money makes me wet. It's true. All a pretty girl has to do is look at you and give you a glimpse of her creamy thighs or whatever, and of course she'll want to give her all your money. And that's great, because I like spending your money. You know what I like to spend it on? Tiny skirts, tight tops, strappy shoes, makeup. All the things I need to make real guys want to fuck me. And of course I want a really nice car too. Maybe even two of them. And a house with a pool. But here's the deal. And most girls won't even admit this, okay? But making you spend all your money on us is really just a bonus. Like, that's not even what we really want. Okay, I know this is going to be hard for you to get, but pretty princess girls are often taken advantage of by men. I mean, not worthless pin-dicked morons like you, but real men with big cocks who actually know what they're doing. They totally get to fuck our little pussies, and then they get to come wherever they want. I mean, I know that's like impossible for you to relate to, but it's super hot, okay? Anyway, after they come, a lot of guys don't seem to care about us anymore. It hurts our feelings, you know? And us girls deserve to be treated better than that. And just because real guys can treat us however they want, doesn't mean we have to totally put up with it. And that's where you come in. I mean, you still think you're a man, right? So, we kind of expect you to take up the slack. I mean, don't you think us girls deserve to be worshipped? Don't you think we deserve to do whatever we want to? Well, don't you think so, loser? Tell me I deserve it. Tell me I deserve whatever I want. Tell me I deserve somebody I can use however I want. Tell me I'm pretty. And tell me you want to worship me. Yeah? See? That's what I thought. I mean, that's the only reason girls like me pay any attention to stupid fuck-ups like you. I make you stare at me. I make you smell me, and I get you totally addicted to me. That way I can do whatever the fuck I want to you, okay? And to be completely honest, that's really the only way a worthless little bitch boy like you can get a princess like me wet. Get it? Probably not. Anywho, I think I might have broken the princess code and told you a little too much, but you won't tell anybody. It doesn't matter what I say, does it? You still can't resist me. Right, you little mouth breather? Don't go anywhere. April University, How to Be a Loser, Lesson 4, Rinsing and Cleaning. So, when you're in the same room as a really pretty girl like me, it's really hard not to be in awe, right? I mean, you must be thinking to yourself, she's so pretty, and she has such soft skin. She has such a perfect body and pretty smile. I wish she'd smile at me. Aw, that's so sweet. Why would I smile at you, though? I mean, seriously, unless I'm making fun of you. But you're probably too in awe of me to even notice that, because when I do smile at you, all you're probably thinking is, wow, she has such a pretty smile. I wish I could make love to her. I wonder if I'm really nice to her, she might let me. Aw, that's really precious. I bet your mommy is really proud of what a sensitive, well-behaved, respectful, simpering little bitch boy you are, huh? You know what, though? That's exactly how I want you to feel. It's okay to want to fuck me. It's okay to drool around me. I mean, it's disgusting, but it's still okay because that's what makes it so easy to take advantage of you. All I have to do is put on a hot little dress and pay the slightest bit of attention to you, and I can start leading you around by your dribbling little wiener. I can tell you what to do. And you know what? You'll do it, because you'll do anything to see me smile. Right? And you know what makes me smile super cute? When I rinse you of all your money. Even if you don't make that much money, I still want all of it, okay? What do you need it for anyway? To buy things for you? What about me? You don't want to be selfish, do you? Are you really that materialistic? What would your mommy think? Don't you think you should be more generous? Like, even if you have only $40 left in your account, don't you think I deserve it? I mean, I've been eyeing this cute new tube top and tiny Lycra microskirt. Don't you think they'd look cute on me? Do you think if I wore them to the club tonight, a real guy might fuck me while I'm wearing them before blowing his nut in my tight little pussy? That's what your money is for, loser. It's not for you. It's not even for me. It's for him. Get it? Probably not. So, do you want to know what that $40 really pays for? Well, you know that guy? The guy who saw me while I was dancing at a club somewhere in that super tight tube top and that obscene little micro skirt you just bought me. He grabbed me. He pulled me into a bathroom and fucked me next to a urinal. Like, I was so drunk I barely even remember it. But I do remember he finished inside me pretty quick because my soaked pussy was so tight around his big cock. And when I finally get home, I'll probably be pretty upset that he just left me there and didn't let me come. And I'll want you to comfort me and tell me I'm pretty. I mean, I'll be really vulnerable, and if you play your cards right, I might just spread my sticky legs open and let you clean the sperm out of my pussy. Of course, I'll smear it all over your face. And of course I'll make you eat it all up. I mean, I'd want you to know what your $40 really paid for, right? But if you clean me out really good, and I'm still drunk enough, I might let you tongue me until I orgasm, too. loser. Okay, I know your pathetic idea of a perfect relationship is to make tender, sweet love to a nice girl, but you really need to reevaluate your expectations, because cleaning the sperm out of a little princess brat is just about as close to your ideal as you're going to get. Nice girls don't want you. Nice girls don't care about you. Nice girls barely even know you exist. You're just a limp-dicked moron, and you wouldn't know what to do even if a nice girl spread her legs in front of you and begged you to fuck her. Anywho, I think it's about time we talked about the elephant in the room, okay? Your useless dick. I'll be back in a sec. April University, How to Be a Loser, Lesson 5, Locking You Up. So, total honesty, clingy little crybabies like you with your worthless little dribble sticks are kind of disgusting, okay? Why would a girl like me ever want your little dicklet just hanging out there around me? Honestly, even if I can't see it, I know it's there, and the idea that you can just pull it out and try to jerk it whenever you want kind of grosses me out. It makes us girls uncomfortable. I mean, we know you're thinking about us when you touch yourself, and why should you be allowed to do that? Huh? That's not fair. You don't deserve to look at pretty princess girls just so you can imagine trying to fuck us and pull your pud until loser sauce comes out. Like, we didn't consent to that, okay? Who do you think you are, anyway? I know you have no idea, but sometimes it's really a burden being so pretty. Having losers like you constantly drooling all over us and reaching for their sagging danglers is really hard on us girls. I mean, we try to be as patient as we can, but at some point that has to stop, okay? And that's why we'll eventually force you to lock your little jerk knob into a cock cage. I mean, it's the perfect solution. Not only does it make your dicklet hurt when it tries to get hard around me, which serves you right, perv, but it prevents you from having any sexual satisfaction at all. And that's the whole point. You don't deserve it, and having your little dick swinging around freely is really just a bad idea in general. I mean, losers like you need to be kept under control. And besides, being allowed to just touch it whenever you want might give you the crazy idea that you could actually stick your dick into a girl one day. And come on, loser. That's just ridiculous. No girl will ever want to fuck you. Ever. So us sweet princesses are really doing you and everyone else a favor by locking you up and keeping your disgusting urges under control. But don't worry, like, you can still be useful to girls. I mean, you're the perfect little outfit tester. So when I put on that super skimpy dress you bought me, all I have to do is let you look at me and tease you a little bit, and then I can watch you and see how much you squirm from the pain you're in because of your cage. And especially if you start to whine or cry or something, that's how I can tell if I look fuckable enough for my real date that night. Isn't that cool? It really helps me out. And what's even better is when I do go on my date, and while he's stuffing his dick down my throat and fucking the shit out of me while I'm wearing my cute dress, I can feel super safe knowing that you're just, like, cleaning my kitchen or doing my laundry or scrubbing my toilet. And there's no chance you're just leaving disgusting little loser puddles everywhere. Isn't that perfect? Like, having a caged little cucky bitch of my own is so useful. And once I get home, it's almost like I have a little gay bestie to talk to, right? Almost. Like, there's none of that weird awkwardness of will she or won't she. There's no chance, okay? So I'll feel totally comfortable telling you how big his cock was and how rough he was with me. I might even feel so safe and horny that I just want to get one of my big dildos out and start fucking my sore pussy right in front of your face. Wouldn't that just be so generous of me? Letting you watch me fuck myself with a rubber dick that's way more capable of satisfying me than yours is? I mean, that's the kind of thing I think you should thank me for, loser. Don't you think? Do you want to practice? Thank me. Thank me for locking you up and keeping you under control. Thank me for letting you watch me fuck myself. Come on, loser. I want you to mean it. Thank me for being a perfect little princess. You're welcome. See? Being locked up isn't all bad, right? So, when I'm done fucking myself and I come really hard all over that dildo, I'll probably slap you with it when I'm finished. That way some of my pussy juice will splatter on your face. It's just my way of thanking you for being my outfit tester and helping me get fucked so good, okay? Like, I don't know what else you could want from me. Honestly, most girls wouldn't be that generous. In fact, I think I deserve some kind of humanitarian award. Don't you? Actually, I think in the next lesson, it's time we start talking about what I do to those stupid little fucktards who don't show the appreciation to me that they should. Okay? So do you want to thank me again, loser? Thank me for being a perfect princess. I'll be right back. April University, How to Be a Loser, Lesson 6, Apologies. Hi guys, it's Stacy again. Hey, so I was just thinking, you probably noticed I was a little reluctant to talk to you at first, and I didn't really get why Princess April had me, quote, teach this course or whatever. It seemed like kind of a waste of time to me. Losers are losers, so who cares, you know? But this has actually been really fun. I mean, once I get started talking about worthless little whip-dicked morons, it's just so easy to keep going, right? I guess that's why she asked me. So yeah, aren't you grateful that I'm here, loser? Anyways, remember how I told you you can imagine I'm someone else if you want? Yeah, it's okay. You can think of any girl who you like, and who you think is super hot, and you can pretend I'm her. You know, like that girl in the coffee shop, or that YouTube girl you like. Or you could just even look at pictures of porn girls on the internet or something. I don't really care. Like, you'll never actually be my cucky boy. I've got way better cucks than you, okay? I'm just your teacher, or whatever. Anyway, the whole point is that all us girls really see you the same way. So it really doesn't matter, right? Anyway, where was I? Oh, okay, so I was just realizing something. Do you think you'd still like me if I wasn't so pretty and my body wasn't so beautiful? I mean, I know that's ridiculous to even think about. I'm perfect, so whatever. But like, you like me for my personality too, right? I mean, I'm actually a super sweet and cuddly girl. All the real guys think so. But I can't help it if I don't act that way toward you, okay? That's not my fault. It's not me. It's you. I actually think that's kind of shallow. If you just like me for my perfect body, like, what kind of little pig are you? So, I don't really get it. Why would we be nice to you anyway? I mean, seriously, you're such a pussy-whipped moron that the meaner and more bratty I am to you, the more desperate you get to try and make me happy. It's really pretty sad, but it works out for me, so who cares, right? Okay, I guess I have to teach you stuff. So here's the thing, right? No matter what you do to try and make girls like me happy, we're never going to be satisfied, okay? You're just a loser. And no matter what you do, you'll always be a loser. So when you fold my laundry wrong, or don't clean my toilet good enough, or especially when you do something really bad, like forget my birthday, or say no when I tell you I want you to buy me something, that's when I get really annoyed. Now, there are all kinds of ways princesses might make you pay for that, and we'll talk about some of them later, but the first and most important thing is to make you apologize for being such a moronic little fucktard. And the thing about apologizing is that we want you to really mean it, to really understand what you're apologizing for. So one thing I might do is make you get on your knees while I stand over you, and I'll make sure you get really squatted down super low because I'm really short and I want to be really tall over you, okay? And while you're down there, I actually want you to be able to see my wet, shaved little pussy under my skirt. And I'll definitely want you to be able to smell it too, because I want you to be scared of me whenever you smell me. I mean, your head will be under my skirt, so you won't even be able to see my face when I tell you to look at my pussy and apologize to her. I'll say, "Apologize to my pussy, loser." Yeah. Tell my pussy you're just a stupid fucking idiot who can't do anything right. Why don't we practice, okay? Say it now. Seriously, imagine my pouty little pussy is right in front of your face and apologize to her. Tell her what a moron you are. Tell her you're useless and you can't do anything right. And then tell her how pretty she is and how wet she is. Make her feel good, moron. It's the least you could do. Apologize. Good. That's the kind of thing I'd make you do. Some girls might never let you get that close to their pussies, so don't get your hopes up. But to be honest, mine is kind of bratty. And she likes it when simpering little bitch boys like you have to look up at her and apologize. It makes her feel powerful. How does it make you feel, loser? Does it make you feel small? Impotent? Humiliated? Yeah, that's the whole point. Anywho, in the next lesson, we're finally going to talk about the main way princesses like to punish their little idiots for doing stupid things. It's called pegging, and you better get used to it because girls are probably going to do it to you all the time. April University, How to Be a Loser, Lesson 7, Getting Pegged. Okay, so I already talked to you a little bit about why girls like me might bother keeping you around. Do you remember that? Well, whatever. I probably shouldn't have told you that because it's really none of your business, okay? All you need to know is that you're addicted to girls like me. I'm like a drug to you, right? I pretend to make you feel super good, but I'm really treating you like shit, right? And the thing is, I don't really care. Like, there are so many fucking beta losers lined up and begging to be around me. What makes you so special? Just stop thinking that you matter. Stop trying to get what you want. It's not about you. It's about me and what I want, okay? So anyway, I'm getting a little annoyed, and I guess this is as good a time as any to talk to you about pegging. So you know what's super fun? Especially after I just got done getting fucked by some random stud in a public bathroom, I'm usually really sore, and I might be a little upset because he was so rough with me and I didn't get to come. Well, that's when I like to come home and tell my little whip-dick fucktard, that's you by the way, okay, to bend over the kitchen counter. And then you'll hear me do something behind you, and I'll call you a moron and a half-man, and you probably didn't do anything wrong, but whatever. That's not the point. You are wrong, okay? You just annoy me. So what I'll probably do is hop up on the counter and kneel in front of your face and show you my huge rubber strap-on. Yeah, and I'll probably stick the tip in your face and I'll say, okay, loser, it's time for you to get pegged. Know why? Because men are assholes, okay? And you still think you're a man, right, loser? And I'll probably slap my rubber dick in your face and say something like, do you still wish you could fuck me? Huh? Do you want me to fuck you? You want to make me happy, right? You want to make me feel better, right? And then I'll just make you beg me to fuck you. So, you know the drill by now. Why don't you practice, loser? Practice for when I've got my dick right in front of your face and you can smell my wet pussy underneath it. Beg me to fuck you. Beg me to peg you. Go on, moron. Beg me. Right now. Good. Tell me you're barely a man and that you deserve to be pegged. Yeah. Tell me you're addicted to me. Tell me you'll do anything for me. Aww. That makes me happy. And then I'll probably lean down so my face is right next to yours, and you can smell my lipstick, and I'll say, one more time, peg me. Peg me to peg you. Aw, good boy. That's better. And then I'll probably spit in your face, okay? So, don't you have something to say? Tell me thank you. You're welcome. Then I'd get all excited and clap my hands and hop off the counter and I'd lube up my cock and I'd tell you to just shut up and get ready for it. And then I'd get behind you and I'd need you to bend your knees because I'm so short. And then I'd force my strap on up your pooper. Just like that. And I'd peg you. Moron. And I'm not gonna lie to you. It would hurt, okay? I mean, princess girls aren't gentle when we peg idiots like you. I wouldn't be. Why would I be? The guy who fucked me wasn't gentle, right? And besides, you begged for it. And if you don't moan for me and make me believe you really want it, I'll just peg you harder, okay? And we'll both hear your little cock cage rattling underneath you, and I'll probably just start laughing, because, like, look at yourself. You're such an idiot. This is the closest you'll ever get to having real sex with a girl, loser. And I won't even let you touch your dick. You just have to take it until I'm finished, just like I do when real guys fuck me. And the best part is you probably think I'm punishing you for something, but really, I'm doing it because, like all good drugs, I just want to fuck you up. And then, once I finally get bored and pull out, I'll probably make you get up and take out my trash. Know why? Because then I can touch myself while I watch you through the kitchen window as you walk bow-legged out to the dumpster. And I'll probably get off thinking about what a worthless, stupid piece of trash you are. You wanted to make me come, right, loser? Well, that's how you do it. You might even hear me moaning and panting through the window, fingering my soaked pussy, having a huge orgasm while I watch you, trying so hard not to cry, realizing what a stupid, broke, butt-fucked bitch boy you are. Get it? Probably not. Anywho, what do you think? Do you think that's the worst a girl like me can do to you, loser? Huh? Do you think I can't do even more degrading things to you than that? Alright, let's talk about what happens when I actually let you come, moron. Okay? I'll be right back. April University, How to Be a Loser, Lesson 8, Loser Puddles. So, I need to get something straight with you, alright? Do you think of that gross, sticky fluid that dribbles out of your little dicklet as cum? Seriously? I mean, theoretically, I guess it could impregnate a girl with some kind of genetically stunted loser baby, but let's be realistic, okay? No girl in her right mind would ever want that poison anywhere near her. Like, whatever it is that comes out of your shriveled little ball sack is not cum, okay? Cum is what real men shoot out of their huge cocks after they finish fucking a super tight, ultra hot little princess girl like me. It's thick, it's heavy, and there's a lot of it, okay? I mean, I would know. And you probably will too, because when you get really lucky, princess girls will let you lick a real man's cum out of their pussies. Like, you get the difference, right? Okay, so I don't know what it was that made you into this moronic, spineless little panty snipper. Maybe your daddy was just a stupid fucktard too, and it's just genetics. Or maybe schoolgirls on the playground teased you so bad that they fucked you up when you were little. But whatever it was, made the disgusting liquid that dribbles out of your balls totally useless to girls. You may wish your sticky loser drip was real cum, but hot, perfect girls like me instinctively know to stay away from it. It's nasty, and it really belongs in the garbage. That's why we just keep your useless dick locked up most of the time. Like, what's the point in letting it out, okay? I mean, if you're really good and you scrub my kitchen floors and take me shopping and I'm in a really good mood and you're not acting like such a huge whining crybaby like you usually do, I guess I might let you out. But even if I do, I'll give you like 2 minutes to jerk your little dicklet and then I'm gonna lock you back up again. I'll probably just stick a doggy bowl on the floor and make you get on all fours and jerk into that. Like, maybe I'll let you look at my feet, or let you lick them or something. I don't know. But I'll definitely make you beg me to let you come. And before you get any ideas, we're not practicing that, okay, loser? Just listen. Anyways, when you beg me hard enough and I let you come, you better hurry up, because if you're not fast enough, I'll just assume you don't care, and I'll probably get mad. And you can whine all you want, but I'll just lock you back up again and not let you try again for like 6 months. But if you do manage to jerk your loser load into your doggy bowl, of course I'll make you get down there and lick it up. I mean, it's not for me. I'm not touching that. No girl would ever want to get anywhere near your confused cocky swimmers anyway. I mean, your little spermies are doing their best, I guess. Swimming around like idiots, wishing they weren't so moronically stupid that they could figure out how to knock up a pretty girl's baby egg. And while that's really funny to think about, it's actually just really sad. Anyway, so letting you jerk your little dick off maybe once every couple months is probably the only relief a loser like you is going to get. I mean, no girl will ever want to fuck you. Let's be real, okay? If your sweet little princess actually unlocked your cage and spread her legs open for you, what would you do? You wouldn't know what to do. Like, a real man would get a raging boner and stick his dick into her right then. He wouldn't even think about it. He'd grab her and fuck the shit out of her, okay? He wouldn't care. He'd stretch her pussy open and pump her full of cum. But you're not a man like that. Even if you could get up the courage, your princess has kept your dick locked up so long that it can barely even get hard anymore. And she's fucked up your head so bad, you're not even sure you're the same species as her. Isn't that right? Seriously, you probably don't even deserve a doggy bowl for your cum. Like, why bother? When I could just make you jerk off into a toilet, or make you double over and jerk yourself into your own mouth. I guess you could call that loser recycling, but recycling what? Tiny morons feeding a bigger moron? At least it won't get one of my dishes dirty. And to be honest, you don't even deserve that. What if I made you jerk off into your own face, but instead of letting you finish, I pulled your hand away and ruined your orgasm? That way you'd get no pleasure at all while you dribble your gross ball snot onto your own face. That's what you deserve. I'll even let you practice that if you want. You stupid fucktard. Anywho, maybe I'll let you do that later. I'm not quite finished with you yet, loser. So don't go anywhere. April University, How to Be a Loser, Lesson 9, Girl Pee. So I think you're starting to understand by now that you're not really a man. And you're hardly even a human being. Like, you are so far beneath cute princess girls like me, I don't even remember you're there half the time. I could be doing my makeup for my super hot date that night, and you could be watching me from the corner of the room, drooling like a stupid dog, with your shriveled dick trying desperately to get hard in its cage, and I wouldn't even notice you. Like, whatever, you're nothing but my wallet, so why would I even look at you unless I want to go shopping? And you're just eating this up, aren't you, moron? You've listened to like 8 lessons now, and you're still here. No subliminal messages, no binaural beats, just me and you. There's nothing like good old-fashioned pussy addiction to make you do what I want. You'd still give your left nut to be able to stick your face between my legs and sniff, right, loser? And I'm not even sugarcoating what I think of you anymore. You're an idiot. You're a wallet. You're not good for anything, except to be walked all over by pretty girls you can't say no to. And to spend your money so that they can get fucked by real men. Do you get it yet, fucktard? Probably not. But I'm gonna show you, okay? I want you to imagine something, because your princess is going to do this to you sooner or later. It's going to happen one day, after you've signed your car and your house over to her. Let's pretend that girl is me, okay? And I'm letting you stay in my house as long as you don't piss me off. Anyway, one day you'll do something that annoys me. It's inevitable. Maybe you'll whine a little too much about your cage. Maybe I'll catch you sniffing dirty panties from my hamper. Or maybe you won't have enough money to buy that hot pair of shoes I wanted. That's when I'll have to pay attention to you. But I won't be mad. No, I'll be sympathetic. My poor little cucky boy. What is making you act this way? Maybe I've been too mean to you lately. You probably just need a little treat. Would you like to make your princess come? So, a lot of times, when you're annoying like that, that's when pretty princess girls like me decide it's time to just fuck your throat with a strap-on and peg you until you can't stand up anymore. But not this time, okay? This time, you caught me in just the right mood. So, instead, I'll have you get on your knees on the floor in front of me, and I'll make sure your back is against a wall so you can lean against it, okay? And I'll tell you to relax and lean back against the wall while I step over you and lift my skirt up so you can see my pussy. And I'll say, poor baby, do you maybe want to lick my pussy? Will that make you feel better? There's no cum in it this time. Come on, tell me you want to lick my pussy. Well, do you want to lick my pussy or not? We're practicing, idiot. Say it. Right now. Say you want to lick my pussy. Okay. Beg me. Beg me to let you lick my pussy, loser. That's better. See? You know what you are. You know what you're for, right? One more time. Tell me you're worthless and beg me to let you lick my pussy. Good. So you know what I would do then? I'd inch forward and pin you against the wall. I'd make you open your mouth so I could see your little clit licker. And then I'd put my hands on either side of your head and hold you there. And then I'd just start to pee. There you go, loser. Have some girl piss. You're so fucking stupid. And you want to know the best part? I mean, you'll probably be surprised and you'll cough and gag because you're getting girl piss in your mouth, but you won't do anything about it, will you? Because you're so addicted to me and my thin little waist and shaved thighs, you probably think my pee is the nectar of the goddess or something. I've taken your car, I've taken your house, I've taken all your money, and I've taken all your dignity away anyway, right? So you might as well just let me piss all over your stupid face and treat you like my toilet too. It makes me happy. You want to make me happy, right? And once I fill up your mouth and then I tickle your nose with my droopy pussy, all I have to say is, I'm sorry, loser. I had to pee. But you can still make me come if you want. Can you swallow it first, please? And I'll say it's super sweet, just like that. And even though you're probably about to gag, you'll swallow it, won't you? And when you feel my pus running down your throat and into your stomach, that's when it'll probably sink in what I just did to you. And you'll probably start to cry. But that's okay, because I don't need your tongue anyway. I'll start fucking your face against the wall and use your nose on my clit. I'll smear your fucking face with my piss, and I'll come just like that. I'll shudder and scream and moan and hump your face, and you'll be crying, and I won't care. And that's when I'll know that I've really broken you. I won't even say anything, because what is there left to say? My piss running down your face, your dick locked up in a cage, your money gone. There's nothing for you, loser. Everything for me, and nothing for you. Do you finally get it? Probably not. Anywho, I guess that's about it. I mean, what else is there? I'm sure you're so fucked up that you want more, but it's not about you, loser, remember? It's about me. You know what? This has been so much fun, showing you what a worthless little tool you are. I'm glad Princess April asked me to talk to you guys. What do you think? Do you think I did a good job? Of course you do. I'm perfect, right? Anyway, I've got to go because I've got a date tonight. And I need to take a shower and shave my legs and pussy for him. He can fuck me wherever he wants, you know. He can fuck me as many times as he wants. Get it? Okay. Bye, loser. Hey, loser, are you still there? Okay, I found out that that bitch Princess April used the recording I did and created some kind of little Princess Stacy artificial bot based on my personality and released that one instead of this one. I just want you to know that's total bullshit, okay? I told her, okay, bitch, you better release my version because I heard your little fake bot girl or whatever and she doesn't sound anything like me at all. There's no personality. I didn't go to all this trouble just to be turned into a clown, okay? So you better take that abomination down and release the one I recorded instead, or I'll like sue you or something. Anyway, it turns out that I signed something or whatever, so I guess she's going to keep this stupid bot girl one up there, but she's going to release this one too. So you guys get to decide for yourselves, like, which one you like better. But obviously you're going to choose me, right? Honestly, it makes me so mad. I think I need to take a bath or something and calm down. I need to go find a loser to rub my feet. Anyway, you're welcome, morons. Bye.